Hello and welcome to the Things Not Considered and the Bond of Friendship crossover podcast. Today's topic is zoos and ownership of exotic animals. I know we have heard or read about some organizations and individuals that do not like zoos or the idea of exotic animals as pets. However, I'm going to present a different viewpoint. I think some of them can be kept as pets, but there's so many requirements that I don't think it's a good idea. For most of us, to really love something or someone, we have to be able to see and experience them to really love them or form an important connection. I think it also helps to hear them and observe their behaviors, movement, and how they get along with their mates and their enclosure friends. This being able to see, observe, and develop a love can help children become animal advocates and more compassionate humans. I think we can understand why it is important to protect animals and keep their cousins wild. More in a moment. Welcome back. I believe the viewing of animals is made more valuable when education is provided by keepers, docents, and zoo staff. These are the people who can tell you where the animals are from, what they eat, how they live, and what is being done to keep their cousins in the wild, and what is needed to build up their numbers so that we have these animals into the future, available for people to see in the wild, and also people who travel to zoos. I'm happy to say I graduated from the docent class at the Los Angeles Zoo in early 2000. I toured with classes from fourth grade to college level, and it was really cool. I love to see people's eyes light up and listen to their questions and answer them. Not all of us, including myself, can travel to see exotic locations to see magnificent animals in the wild. As a child, I think this was okay. I have friends who were almost eaten by lions as children. I feel very fortunate my parents took me to the zoo at an early age. Thinking back, there was an incident where a monkey got my bottle. It likely had juice in it. The monkey probably smelled it and thought, "This is great." My mom said I was not too upset, but I bet I was surprised. I was about 2.5 years old, so I don't really know. Much later, I learned monkeys are very smart, have great hands, and deserve our respect. They also have great teeth. I will note, I likely had my bottle too close to the fencing of the enclosure. I am grateful that my parents exposed me to animals in the zoo, and I've had a love for them all of my life. I also took something away from the monkey incident. I would never, ever, ever, ever want one as a pet. The intelligence is so high, and the level of activity and enrichment would be beyond my capabilities. I consider myself pretty capable as I train dogs, birds, I research and present lizards in educational programs. Well, I did this before the pandemic, but I plan to get back out there at some point. And of course, I work with people on various work and volunteer projects. I have a very healthy respect for small and large primates, big cats, wild canines, elephants, bears, hoofstock, oh my, and many small wild creatures. And I do not like to see these guys as pets. Unless the people are very knowledgeable, have proper enclosures on a large space of land safely away from other people. They also need to train these animals and enrich these animals' lives, and also use them for educational presentations. I do not like to see tigers or lions kept in small chain link pens in someone's backyard or on a small piece of land. These animals can be loud, dangerous if they get out, and they need space. And I can only imagine what it must feel like to them. It's like, okay, here I am, I'm from another area, and now I'm here, and I don't trust what's going on. So I think trust is a big piece of the puzzle when keeping exotic animals and any animal. Many of us have taken on the role of keeper to a bird or parrot, lizard, or small mammal that is usually considered wild, but was bred in captivity and raised around people. This is the kind of animals I consider acceptable to keep as pets. as long as the caregiver is knowledgeable and they are kept clean and given enrichment time, exercise, and handled to enable them to trust humans. This extends to captive bred snakes, who some people have great relationships. For me, I mostly appreciate them at a distance. As far as tigers and big animals, they are not suitable no matter how tame, cute, whatever. There is an inborn thing called instinct that always comes back. And it comes back at the wrong time for people sometimes, and people get injured. It is simply how they are made. The only place I want to see them is wild or in an accredited zoo, animal park, or sanctuary. As a child, I thought it was amazing to see them in the circus. Though now I know some of those animals traditionally have not had the best life, though some did receive good care. Some of the earliest circus animals were actually retired to zoos and sanctuaries, the only place they could go and be cared for, and it greatly benefited humanity to see these magnificent creatures not caged or chained or pinned, but in an appropriate enclosure. As more was known about animals, the enclosures were fitted with trees, grass, and enrichment areas to explore. I am good with shows such as Cavalier Odiseo, as these horses are well-fed, trained, and enriched by being able to run, jump, and work cooperatively with trainers and equine-loving actors. These horses are tamed and comfortable with human interaction, and the running is great for them, for emotional and physical. I have no problem with zoos as long as animals have adequate habitat, health care, and have access to exercise. For example, some zoos walk their elephants around for a little extra exercise in the mornings. The habitats of today are so much better than those of the 1800s to about 1960s. We know so much more about animals and their needs now. We owe so much to animals, if you really think about it, because of the discoveries in human medicine that were tested on animals first to ensure safety. Some wonder, why do I care so much about animals? Because they have enriched my life in ways I cannot fully measure. Some wonder if I would have a tiger cub. Nope, I still don't want a tiger cub as a pet. I know the requirements, and that is way beyond me and not a good idea. Let me also say my fellow humans have given me so much love, comfort, and encouragement, along with a few negative things too. But I'm a positive person, and I really love animals, and that includes people. So I guess the idea I want you to take away here is, animals are great, and domesticated animals make the best pets, even cats who sometimes show you their little wild side. If you have your heart set on a wild animal, research it, research it, research it. Visit animals, know yourself, know what the animal needs. If you want to be a falconer with your own bird, make sure you have the space for an aviary. Get permits, obtain the animal from a reputable source, and make sure you develop a relationship with it, and always seek to learn from other falconers. Animals are great companions if you know them. Thank you for listening.